Governor McDonnell opened the forum, encouraging student delegates, all who have disabilities, to hold their elected officials accountable. High school senior Jonathan Leonard from Northern Virginia was born 2 months premature and as a result has a rare disability that causes a speech impediment and other physical and mental problems. But still, he maintains a 3.0 grade point average. He says his biggest challenge has been other students and faculty.
I would like to see public schools in Virginia to continue to see funding to support students with disability against bullying and teasing.
From Southside, high school junior Alexis Smith says she's had many challenges over the years, but wishes getting teachers to read her individualized education plan didn't have to be one of them. Smith offered a long list of recommendations, which caught the attention of Petersburg Delegate Rosalind Dance.
You write that there are no barriers to your learning. I'm very, very impressed with what you have, and I think that's something that should be shared beyond Justice Forum.
Several lawmakers drove to Richmond to hear the constituents' concerns for the purpose of crafting legislation. Some lawmakers also say there could be opportunities for these students to be mentored into one day becoming lawmakers themselves. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.